figures from the African National Congress marched out of the prison gates in a reenactment of Nelson Mandela's march out of prison 20 years ago. After being released, Mr. Mandela walked with his fist in the air. Soon afterwards, he spoke his first public words to thousands in Cape Town.
We are going forward. The march towards freedom and justice is irreversible.
Mr. Mandela, now frail at 91 years old, did not attend the celebrations. But earlier in the week, he and other ANC leaders, including his former wife Winnie, gave a toast.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
During apartheid, the ANC was outlawed. Mr. Mandela was head of the ANC's military wing and coordinated a campaign of sabotage against South African military and government targets. At his trial, he defended his actions as part of the struggle of the African people for a free society. Mr. Mandela was sentenced to life in prison and refused a government deal for release if he would renounce armed struggle. He served most of his sentence at Robben Island Prison. ANC activist Ahmed Kathrada was a fellow inmate released a few months before Mr. Mandela.
It was an emotional moment to see this man, our leader, who's been, we left him behind when we were released. Now at last we get, he's going to be with us again. So it was a feeling of great gratitude, happiness, celebration when he was released.
Cyril Ramaphosa was a key leader in the ANC struggle. He spoke in Cape Town at the opening of an exhibit on Mr. Mandela.
We possibly do remember where each one of us was when Nelson Mandela walked free. But I don't think many of us could ever have imagined that we would be living in a South Africa that resembles what it is today.
On Thursday, South African President Jacob Zuma spoke to Parliament about his country's economy. With Mr. Mandela in the audience, he praised the former president, but said more work is needed to ensure economic growth.
President Mandela united this country behind the goal of a non-sexist, non-racial, democratic, and prosperous South Africa.
He was freed after 27 years in prison. 4 years later, he became South Africa's first black president, bringing together his racially mixed country without bloodshed. Deborah Block, VOA News.
Same South Shore. And so sodden.